The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord.
I stand before you this morning as a new member of the class of 2019 of Leadership Fort Bend. I can hear some of you thinking, "What's that?" Well, I'm glad you asked. Central Fort Bend Chamber of Commerce offers a 9-month leadership program for residents of this county to deepen their knowledge, commitment, and service to the people of Fort Bend County. I've joined in to do the same while representing and presenting Calvary Church to the class and the chamber. Now, this class is made up of 37 people, women and men from all sorts of vocations and businesses, each already being a leader in their own right, in their respective fields. And they bring with them their knowledge, experience, and their traditions. To kick off the new class, we attended a leadership retreat at Camp Allen last Wednesday and Thursday. And it was a great opportunity for us to get to know each other and some things about our contexts of leadership styles, strengths, and weaknesses through 2 days of education and exercises, both mental and physical. And one of the first exercises we engaged in was a time of individual sharing about ourselves using an inanimate object we were asked to bring that best describes us. It was obvious that for some, this kind of sharing was way outside of their comfort zone. For others, it was a chance to express a deep and meaningful personal story of what defines and motivates the work they do and the lives they live. I heard many sacred stories told openly with vulnerability and truth. Well, that was Wednesday. Thursday was a brand new day, and I knew this was going to be the day that took me far from my comfort zone. We were scheduled for 3 hours on what they call the challenge course. Just its name put a little fear in my heart. And, you know, I did okay. No great feats of strength or agility or physical prowess. Probably no surprise. And I'm very grateful for all the encouragement and spotting of those for whom this was their comfort zone. There was plenty of grace to go around, especially by one very competitive and physically gifted classmate in my group who made every and all exercises of the challenge course look easy. And you see, our final challenge was an element Camp Allen calls the high swing. The one element that I feared most, yet the one I knew I most needed to do. So as he was standing close to me, I heard him say softly that he had an aversion to heights and wasn't sure he could do it. Now, two people ride the swing at the same time. I knew he was my partner, and he knew it too. So this swing is pretty high. When the swing is pulled all the way up, it's 30 feet at the top. Then you are dropped to free fall into swinging, feet dangling as you swing back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until our guides can reach your feet to stop your momentum. It was both frightening, maybe even terrifying, and exhilarating. And I was so very happy to share the ride with another person who felt the same way. Now, as you can imagine, the whole point and purpose of these exercises is to confront and challenge our traditional way of thinking about doing business by pushing and pulling and testing our limits to see how far we might go, how much more we might accomplish if we let go. We were to engage and connect with those that we are in community with by opening ourselves up to them, to encourage others to stretch against their perceived weaknesses and be ready to help them along the way, to build relationships of trust, and to know that we are at our best when we work together. It's easy for us to get into the patterns of human tradition, isn't it? We get into set rhythms, and we go through the motions of how we do the things in our day-to-day lives and in our work. We get good at maintaining the processes and systems that keep us going. We work our to-do lists. We keep our calendars. We manage all the details of our lives closely. It's comforting. And there is even a sense of control in it. We get good at what we do, so we hold on and do it again and again and again. I hear this same kind of confronting and challenging of our way of doing things in Jesus' conversation with the scribes and the Pharisees in our gospel lesson this morning. Now, these scribes and Pharisees that Jesus is talking with have come from Jerusalem to Galilee. They are the highest authorities to their faith and in the temple. They hold within their positions the knowledge of all the years of tradition from the ancestors of God's chosen people of Israel. They have held them for generations, keeping them faithfully. And they do them very, very well. Perhaps too well. They've come to Galilee to see what all this commotion Jesus is stirring up is really about. They're watching Jesus and his disciples and wondering about what they are doing as opposed to the traditions they hold so closely. When they question Jesus about a very specific tradition, the washing of hands to ward off being defiled, Jesus' answer implies they just might be missing the point. Being clean and having all things clean and orderly on the outside looks good. All looks respectable and proper and righteous. But Jesus challenges this tradition by pointing out that there is no good in having clean hands when there are unclean hearts. Who is all this hand washing and looking good and sticking to tradition serving? Tradition is not wrong, are useless. In fact, they're really important. Just look around this morning. So many of the things that we do here are born of 2,000 years of tradition. But traditions are made for more than just going through the motions. They're made to point to what's really important, that our hearts be open to God's love for us and for each other, dirty hands and all. If they don't, then they are just serving us, and we are not serving God. Jesus is challenging us to be less concerned about how we look to each other and more about how we can truly be with each other and with God. To be less about going through the same rhythms and motions and moving towards building of relationships of trust so that we can work together for God's kingdom. And this is a challenge, indeed. It means that we are to push and pull and test our own limits of letting go of our comfort and confront our fears of looking weak and vulnerable, in order that we might better encounter each other heart to heart, in order to find those who need our strengths and those who need to be with us in our weaknesses. This is where we will find the living God that Jesus doesn't want us to miss encountering when we focus too closely on human traditions. A challenge for us each day is to let the blessing of God, the healing of Jesus Christ, and the strength of the Holy Spirit cleanse us with grace and love from inside out. To release the barriers and fears that keep us from getting closer to each other and to God. And when we do, we might just find the partner who will ride the high swing with us. Amen.